Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Patriots season is over. On the road, New England lost to the Buffalo Bills in last night's wild card playoff game by a score of 47-17. WBUR's Chris Sitterick joins us to chronicle the ugly details. Good morning, Chris.
Sharon, why you gotta lean into it like that? You're really making this hard for me already, huh?
Okay, I will be honest. Right at the start of the game, I personally did utter the cliche, lot of time left. That was right after Bills quarterback Josh Allen marched his team down the field in the game's opening drive and scored a touchdown. And then I said it again right after that when the Patriots got the ball and Mac Jones was moving the pads down the field and Buffalo intercepted. So other than perhaps uttering some of your own cliches, what did the beginning of the game tell you?
Yeah, I mean, I was right there with you, Sharon, but that interception you mentioned was such a huge tone setter. The Bills score quickly. They're up 7-0. Patriots are driving. It looks like they're about to answer. And then Micah Hyde just makes an incredible play, flying across the field, soaring through the air, picks that ball off of Patriots receiver Nelson Aguilar's shoulder, kind of out of nowhere. And really, the Bills never look back from there. 300 yards of offense in the first half. They're up 27-3 at the break. Ian Eagle at one point, the CBS announcer, called it a Buffalo barrage, not a strategy for a snowball fight, actually what it felt like last night on the field. The Bills had 7 possessions, 7 touchdowns, first time that's ever happened in the playoffs. Obviously, the kneel down aside. It's the most points a Belichick Patriots team has ever given up. Just ugly, 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 top to bottom.
So I guess the question is, how did the Patriots come up so short to be out of the game so early? Or, I mean, to flip that, how were the Bills able to dominate and make it look so easy?
Yeah, Patriots coach Bill Belichick after the game, really kind of the understatement of the night, saying they were too much for us tonight. We couldn't keep up with them, kind of over and over again. But you have to be kind of surprised the defense didn't show up. It's the first time a Belichick coach Patriots team has given up 25 points or more in the first half. And this team is just not built to come back from that kind of slow start. It's surprising because this was a great defense over the course of the year. Gave up the second fewest points in the league, 4th fewest yards. So you kind of expected them to show up, but really they just couldn't match Buffalo's speed and offensive weaponry. And really, I think what this tells you is basically 2 decades of Patriots ownership of the AFC East is over, right? The 11 division titles in a row was snapped by Buffalo last year. Basically, right now, at least, the AFC East is going to go through Buffalo.
And then, you know, I mean, this season, the Patriots lost 3 of the last 4 regular season games. Then, you know, obviously they got bounced last night. So when you look at this all together, how would you rate the Patriots season? And also, how would you rate the challenge that Buffalo is going to continue to pose for New England?
It's a great question, and really it's tough to say because at the beginning of the year, I probably would have been pretty happy with this performance, right? This is a team that's rebuilding. You've got a rookie quarterback. But all of a sudden, in the middle of the year, the Patriots beat Buffalo Bills in Week 13. They take over the top spot in the AFC, and you're thinking, okay, maybe this team is a contender. Maybe they can actually make a run. But really, they just didn't quite have the talent to match Buffalo. You have to say the Bills are turning this into a legit division rivalry. But I will say you have to like some of what you saw from this team this year. And you heard a little bit of that from Patriots captain Matthew Slater last night, who's really hoping the young guys can take some lessons from this loss.
I think since the last time we won here, we've faced some tough outings and haven't played our best football. And I hope we take that and we use it as an opportunity to grow, especially a lot of these young guys that are, you know, at the beginning of their careers. I hope they use this season as a learning experience.
Those are really meaningful words from Matthew Slater. He just finished his 14th season. You won't find a more respected Patriot in that locker room. He took a long time to leave the field last night. Took a while to decide this year if he wanted to come back and play. Could be his last game as a Patriot.
Chris, did Mac Jones do enough this season, do you think, to establish that, you know, he's the guy to be the Pats quarterback of the future?
We'll have to see, but I'd say absolutely for year one. That loss last night was not on him, even though he threw those 2 interceptions. Mentioned the great play. The second one was a tipped ball. he'll have to improve, but he does know that. And he's saying and doing the right things, at least so far. He talked after the game last night about kind of looking to next year and the advantage that being more familiar with the whole routine of being an NFL player is going
to
give him.
I always relate it back to being a pilot. Like, if you're a pilot and you've only flown so many times, by the time you have hundreds of flight hours, it's just an everyday thing for you. So for me, obviously, I was a rookie, and you know, I played like that sometimes and I shouldn't have, and I can play better. And that's my goal this offseason, is just to advance and bring the guys along with me.
So saying and doing the right things, we'll see, you know, what kind of growth we see from him in year two. And he's shown that the team can win with him. What I'd like to see is, can he win this team some games? Can he put them on his back? We'll have to see.
Going into the offseason, what do you think the Pats need to do to improve?
Well, I'd say this year was a good step forward, even though kind of a disappointing end, obviously. They've definitely got to fix that defense. There are some big questions to be answered. They've got free agents, Dante Hightower, who's been a captain on that defense. J.C. Jackson, one of the best cornerbacks in the league, is going to be a free agent. And they're going to need more consistency from some of the new guys. Matt Judon, who was great the first two-thirds of the season, had 12 and a half sacks through week 14, but just didn't really show up the last four games of the year. I also think they could use a little more help at wide receiver. So really, they've got to keep increasing the talent. But what you hope is that a bad loss like this really sticks in their craw all offseason long, and the core of this team comes back hungry next year for redemption.
WBUR's Chris Siderick. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Sharon. Good to be with you.